Okay, let's get into the next parak, Tehillim Parak Lamed Ches 38. And this parak is about someone who is ill, who's davening for a refuah. So there are a couple of prakim in Tehillim about that. We already had a parak vav. Remember parak vav? That's what we say every morning in Tehillim. In Tachnun, where we say, Hashem Abba Apcha Sochicheni Vabachamasla Siasreni Chaneni Hashem Ki Umani Refaeni Hashem Ki Nefhalu Atzamai. Right, my bones, please give me a refuah. Right, and if I die, who me show me odelach? That's in Vav. We also had in Parak Yud Gimel a couple of prakim. After that, also about the illness. Adonai Hashem Tishkocheni Netzach Adonai Tatiris Panecha Mimeni. And Ha'irenei Pen Ishan Hamaves Soraya Gilu. So a little bit, not as mafurish, but this parak is mafurish. It's about an illness, someone who's davening for sickness. Again, this is talking about David Melech's specific sickness, what he went through, or just in general. As we know, Tehillim David Melech generalized purposely so that it could be used in many different types of tzaras. If you look in the, again, in the Das Mikra, it always has a beautiful hakdama and sikum of the parak. So he says that in this parak, besides davening for an illness, he says, and my enemies shouldn't be happy about it. So that could be, you know, real enemies that when you hear about your enemy is getting sick, so sometimes one might be happy. Maybe it means the Rasha'im, because if it's a tzaddik who's sick, then the Rasha'im are the ones that are happy about it. Or the whole parak might be a mashal, and all these are possible and all included. That the machlash b'mizbar ain't a machla mamish. Maybe the illness is just the fact that somebody is surrounded by their enemies, and that itself. Or maybe the illness is galus itself. Ef shoshem ispalahu knesses Yisrael kulo. All of Israel is sick. Hanitfeses kuguf echad va'galus va'shibud mishulim lacholi. Urefuaso himapeles ha'oivim u'mishabdim. And each of these are mashlim ze et ze. So again, it's somebody davening based on the they're sick, and it might be symbolic or it might be literal. But either way, this is what some of the ideas. So Mizmar L'David Lahazkir, unusual way of starting the parak. What does that mean? Mizmar L'David Lahazkir, to remember, to remind, to mention. The Radak says here, it's Lahazkir, to remind all of those that are ever Bitsaris to turn to Hashem to David. Ki Mizmar Azeh says the Radak, Chibru David Liz Palelbo, Kol Ish Miduke Bechalayim, U'Bitsaris Nafsho. Any person who is ill and going through tzaris, v'zel laskir klomar, v'zel mizbar hu laskir lo hodia l'chal adam nitke v'nishbar shis palel bo. Turn to Hashem. That is the reaction that one must have. Remember, there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, where Rav Moshe talks about whether a non-Jew has to daven. And Rav Moshe says, no, it's not one of the Shevet Mitzvos Bnei Noach, so why would they have to daven? But, says Rav Moshe, except the Eis Sara. At an Eis Sara, even a guy has to turn to Hashem to daven. And what do you mean? It's not included in the Shevet Mitzvahs. Yes, it is. It's included in Avodah Zarah and recognizing that everything comes from Hashem. If at an Eis Tzara, somebody's lost their job and they're broke, somebody is ill, in those cases, if I don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those situations, then I'm reflecting that I think that the world is just haphazard and there's no source and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in charge. And therefore, even a goy would have to daven in that circumstance. That's Lahazkir. The Radak says this parak is to for everyone, Bishat Tzara, somebody's ill, to daven to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remember. Rav Hirsch says, Lahazkir here is to remember, David HaMelech wrote this for himself, to remember the difficulties and pains, even at a time when the Yeshua is here and he's on top of the world. When we're on top of the world, we have to remember, right? Maschil bignus umisayim b'shvach at a time of Pesach. Says Rav Hirsch, it's David's desire to remember forever, even in the days of happiness and prosperity, the emotions and thoughts that filled him during the sad period in his life when he penned this psalm. Nothing is better suited to keep us from going astray in happier days than the mere memory of how crushing and depressing remorse could be and how unhappy it can make us. That's the, David HaMelech says, you have to remember that, and when you're on top of the world, you have to remember what it was like when you were on the bottom of the world. And this parak is about someone who's on the bottom of the world. So here we go. Mizbar L'David Lahazkir, Hashem al b'ketz b'cha tochicheni. Don't rebuke me in your anger. U'b'chamascha tiasreni, or another word, another phrase, in your chema. Ki chitzecha nichasebu, your arrows have entered me. V'tinchas alayadecha, your hand has pushed me down. Ein misom bivsari. mipnei zamecha. There is no wholeness in my flesh because of your za'am. Ein shalom ba'at samai mipnei chatasumi. There is no peace in my bones because of my sins. Right? Lashon of basar and etzem. Whenever you have basar and etzem, you have to remember the gra. The gra makes a comment in Parshas Vayetze. And you can say it elsewhere in Bereshis too, but the Gra notes that we know the Gemara tells us the Nida, the three partners in a person, Nida Laman Aleph, Shlosh Shutvin Yishba Adam, father, mother, and Hashem. The father gives the sinews and the bones, the mother gives the flesh and the blood, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama. Says the Gra, somebody, the father gives the bones. That's why if somebody's Mitzad Ha'av, a relative Mitzad Ha'av, he says Atzmi. And if he's relative mitzad aim, he says bisari, atzmi uvisari. Lavan says to Yaakov, Lavan says atzmi uvisari, because he's related both from the father and from the mother. Also heard that that's why after somebody dies, they say the father's name. Ben the father, because what's left after someone dies is the bones. When somebody is ill, we say the mother's name. A, because the mother represents compassion, but also because the flesh is often what is sick. And that's what he quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that when Bnei Yisrael gathered with David in Chevron to make him king, they say Atzmacha uvisarcha anachnu, your etzem and your basar, you're with us. Right? Doeg wanted to say, oh, he's from Rus Hamoavia, but Shemola Hamlechas Yisrael, Vol Yisrael Hamlechas David, Higdimu Lemar Atzmacha uvisarcha anachnu, Hainu Sheshneim Yisraelim Gemurim, we are all Jews and we are all B'toch HaKol, and that's why it says. They didn't say atzmenu v'sarenu, because maybe they weren't mitzad boaz, but atzmecho v'sarcha is good enough for us. So maybe here too, David HaMelech is saying, my basar and my atzamos, maybe if my sins override any schus avos, any mos that I have right now. Ki avonosai avdu roshi, avru roshi. My sins are above and beyond. Kemasa kaved yechbudu b'meni, there's a heavy load on me. Interesting, this whole parak is about somebody who's suffering. It's a very different feel than, say, for Eov. Right? A very different feel. Eov is all about, why am I suffering? I've done nothing. This David Melech here is taking the blame and saying it must be because of my sins, which is exactly what Eov's friends told him. But again, especially if Eov is a mushal, written by Moshe Rabbeinu, 10 different opinions about Basra. But we understand that it's expressing a different idea. But in this parak, obviously, he recognizes, he thinks it's from him. Hiv ishu namaku chaburosai. My wounds have become putrid. Mipnei valti. And every pasuk is because of my foolishness. Naavesi, I have become crooked. Shachosi an ma'od, I've bent down. Kolayom koderi lachti, I've walked in the darkness. Maybe that means in a mood. Also, if somebody is ill, often their mood is bleak and dark. Kiksalai malu nikle. Even inside my innards. Malu nikle, have become burned. Ein misom bivsari, there's no completeness. Nefugosiv, and it's kesi and mod, I've been pushed down. Sha'agti, minamas libi, I've called out, I've screamed from my heart. Hashem negdecha kol ta'avasi. Now, a different tone. Hashem, you are my taiva, I just want to be close to you. Vanchasi mimcha lo nistara. My groaning from you, don't hide, meaning I'm calling out to you. Even in this difficult time, I yearn your closeness. Libi sacharchar azavani kochi. My heart is sacharchar, right? The Masudah Sion says, inyan sibuv, right? It's encircled. It's encircled with yagon and anacha, and my koach has left. Rav Soloveitchik points out that often the state that we're in, affects our koach. What doctors, many say that somebody has a good attitude, that itself can add on and contribute to the prognosis. But if somebody is nervous and upset and worried and pessimistic, that could be a self-fulfilling prophecy, so to speak. Levi sachachar, if somebody's heart is worried, azavani, then their koach is left. And that's really by bravery, the Rambam. In Nochas Malachim, the Rambam says, you want to fight well? You got to be strong, you got to have full bitachon. If you have full bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem's going to help you out, that's going to make you fight better. And that's a much-discussed Rambam in the Laws of Melchama. The Laws of Melchama, where the Rambam says, in the end of Perek Vav, and the Perek Zayin, when you go to the battlefield, Yishan al mikveh Yisrael, lean on Hashem. Umoshio be'eis sara, he will save. V'yeida shal yichad Hashem u'osem melchama. No, b'shem Hashem, we do war. V'yasim nafsho b'chapo. V'lo yira, v'lo yifached, v'lo yichashev, v'lo be'ishto, v'lo be'banav, ela yimara mi libo, v'yifna mikol davar melchama. Take everything out of your mind. Right, Rav Kook has ideas on this, that when you go into the battlefield, all of a sudden you're Am Yisrael. There's no more Yechidim. It's Am Yisrael. It's not that you don't focus on your family. Sometimes it might even be better to focus on the family. You know what you're fighting for. Rav Kook says it's a different idea, that you become part of Klal Yisrael. But that also do with the mood that we're in, and the mentality affects our koach. So here, that's what you mean in the Rav Soloveitchik, and you may Zikaron here, page 1972. He says, Libi sechachar azavani kochi, because the mood effects. V'or einai gam heim einiti. I don't have any light in my eyes. Oh, avai v'rei mineged nigi yamodu. My friends stand away from me. Minegedi, you want to know who's strong and your friends when you have difficulty. Mineged nigi, they're far away. They're far away. The Radak says it's the opposite of Bikur Cholim. Shelo yivakruni, they don't come visit. Ki abikur mechazek nefesh achola. The bikur, the visit, is mechazek nefesh achola. Right? The Gemara says in Masechet Nedarim, the Rabbi Kiva mentioned that he realized how important it is to do bikur cholim, because it gives chizik to the person. And if somebody's not mevaker chola, so then ki ilu shofech damim. The Gemara, the poskim talk about how bikur cholim has two elements really. As number one, element two, do something physical for the patient. And number two, to daven for the patient. Right? Both of those are important yesodos of Bikur Cholim. Both Rav Moshe and Rav Avadya have tshuvas about being mevaker chola by telephone. And they both say that if that's the best you can do, that's what you do. But it's not full. Rav Moshe in Yeridea Aleph Reish Chav Gimel. Pashul ani yazdaiti, sha'af shemekayim mitzvah to Bikur Cholim, aval eno shayach lomar sheyotzi dechovaso, kiven shechaser bebikur ze inyanim ha'achirim v'yesh bebikur cholim. You want to help cheer him up? Okay, maybe a phone call, but do something physical, really knowing what state he's in so that he could daven properly for him. That is hard to do on the phone. And he continues. You'll daven better if you're physically there. So that's what he continues. Rav Avadya also discusses this in Yechavadaz Gimel, in Chela Gimel, Simen Pei Gimel, toward the end of that volume, right, the Pei Gimel, all the way at the end. So you yotzi through the telephone, and again, he says, "Hu mispashim, hu mispael yosem atzav achola," if you're there, you could daven, and he quotes the Chasam Sofer, and he quotes the Shuvah of Rav Moshe. He says, you do the best you can. If you can't go, then obviously by telephone, but if you can go, that's the better. It says the opposite of what this person is going through. It says, David HaMelech, right? My Oavai V'Rei'ai, Mineged Nig'i. They stand far away from me. And by the way, Bikur Cholim is not just a mitzvah to make the person feel better. It's mitzad de mevaker. The mevaker. Mevaker is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Sota, where the Gemara talks about, we have a mitzvah of Acharei Hashem Elokechem Tilechu, which means we have to follow and copy him. L'halech achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara gives four examples. Mahu, mal b'sharumim, just like Hashem, mal b'sharumim, like he did by Adam and Chava, Vayas Hashem Elokim Adam Lishol Kasnos Or Vayal Bishem. So too Afata, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim Dechsev Vayera Elav Hashem Beilamei Mamrei. So he visited Avraham. Afu Baker Afata Baker Cholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Avelim by Yitzchak when Avraham died, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaver Mesim Dechsev Vayikroso Bagai. So Hashem did that. So when we're Mevaker Cholim, we're acting, we're fulfilling a mitzvah daraisa of the Alachta Bedracha of being like Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We're also fulfilling a mitzvah daraisa, the Rambam says, of the Atzarecha Kamocha. Right, Adar Kamocha, all the dinim drabanan that fall under the daraisa rubric of Adar Kamocha. That's the Rambam and Nichos Avel in Perak Yodalid. Mitzvah Seishal Devrayim, Levakar Cholim, first one on the list. Lenachim Avelim, Lahotzi Ameis, Lachna Zakala, Lelavos Orchim, Lesamechas and Vakala, Ava Bishakal Mitzvah Seilim Devrayim, even though they're all drabanan, Harin Bechlal, Viahafta, Larecha, Kamocha. Kol Shel Devarim Shadar Rotsev Sheyasu Osam Lecha Achirim, everything that you want others to do for you, Asei Otan Ata. la'achicha b'torah uvemitzvos. So this is the opposite again of what these friends of David, friends in quotes, ukrovai miracha gamodu, they're far away from me. Vayinakshu mevakshi ra'asi, right? And the ones have, that mevakshi ra'asi, those who seek out my nefesh, they have laid ensnared and stumbling blocks for me. Vadarshi ra'asi dibru avavos, those who love my falling, they speak crookedly. Umirmos kaliyom yagu. Vani kecheresh lo eshma, David HaMelech says, I just stay quiet. I make myself as if I'm deaf. Ukiilem lo yiftach piv. I don't open my mouth. This is another expression, reflection of the anava of David HaMelech throughout the Sefer. David HaMelech, ani tolas v'lo ish, we already had. David is like Efer. I'm not going to talk to them. I'm going through a tough time. I'm not going to make comments. Hashem, you're the only one I'm looking towards. You answer. Because I said, maybe they're going to be happy. They're going to be very happy when my foot stumbles. Because I am, I'm limping. Machovi negdi tamid is always in front of me. Machovi negdi tamid. Right, let's sell an achon. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuv Zayin, that said this is a reference to David and Bathsheba, like the tsela, the rib. Ki avoni agid ed agmechatasi. I'm always just going to focus on my sin and be doeg, and be worried and nervous and have da'aga. Da'aga is a positive, you know, we mentioned in the past the thought of the Bali Musar, that da'aga is the four letters of the first four letters of the Aleph Beis, but missing one. Doesn't have the Beis Bitachon. Right? Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, without Bitachon. So if you have proper Bitachon, you don't have Daka. But Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, in Perak Sharishon, Os Tezayin, Daka is part of the Tshuva process. But he goes through the Ikarma of the Tshuva process. Tsar Hamaisa, Aziva Sachet, right? Yagon, that means the feeling, just feeling, how could I have done this to Hashem? And ikra chamishi da'aga, ki yidag v'yifchad, me onesh avonosav. Ki yesh avonosh ha-tshuva tola, kabrasim yisrim ha-markin. Sama veris, tshuva doesn't even help, you have to get punished for it. Kemoshin emar, ki avoni agid edag mechatasi, quotes our pasuk. Vinyin ha-yagon al sha'avar, vinyin da'aga al ha-asid. What's the difference between yagon, which I said earlier, and da'aga? Yagon is about the past, and da'aga is about the future in terms of my spiritual state, says the David HaMelech, Edak. It's a good thing. Va'oivai, not in a paralyzing way. Right? We have to believe in ourselves that we could do better. And if we don't believe in that, then there's not going to be any tshuva. That's where Soloveitchik makes that beautiful comment on Vidui Maestris. Right? Vidui, that's what it's called in Chazal. Vidui Maestris. The question is, Vidui Maestris is I go to the base of Mikdash and I say all the things that I did properly. I did everything. How was that a vidui? Vidui we usually associate with tshuva. And the Rambam, being filled with tshuva, the three parts to vidui, kabbalah ala asif, charata ala avar, mentioning the chait, and feeling sorry about it. So how is that vidui? So Soloveitchik explains, because in order to be able to do tshuva properly, you have to believe in yourself. Believe you could change things. Believe you could come close. So vidui, there's two aspects of vidui. Recognizing the past, but also thinking about the future. So you have to believe, you have to have positive elements to it. So again, there is a da'aga, but there's also an emuna. There has to be an emuna, like Rabbi Tzadok says, just like there's a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a mitzvah to believe in yourself. V'oivai chayim atzeimu, we continue. My enemies, chayim atzeimu, my enemies, they love life. V'rabu sonai sheker. They repay me with negative, when bad, even though I've been good to them. Yis tenuni tachas radfitov. Right? They try to hate me, even though I'm trying to follow the good. Al tazveni Hashem elokai al terechak mimeni. David HaMelech ends off. Don't leave me. Don't be far from me. I believe in you. Chusha leezrasi Hashem teshuasi. Make it quick for my Ezra and my Teshua. We've noted in the past the Malbim and others note the differences between Ezra. Ezrasi and Teshuasi, right? We're reflecting the two leaders that took Bnei Yisrael in, Ezra and Yoshua. Right? Yoshua went in the Bais Rishon and Ezra, was one of the leaders during the time of Bais Sheni. Ezra is usually associated with, the Derech HaTeva and Yehoshua, right? The Nisim was, Derech HaNes. So if you look in the Bnei Sosfos, it says in a Sefer on Elul, Ezrasi derech hateva, chuasi shaloka derech hateva. Vinei agulah haasida, tiyeh b'chinas teshuva, the gula asidu will be unbelievable miracles. Ayde nisim and neflo shalok k'derech hateva. But we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chusha, make it quick, le'ezrasi. Let it even just be b'derech hateva. Just make it quick. Chusha, right, achishena. I mean, chusha, in the terms of the word, b'ita achishena, in its time, achishena, make it quick. So chusha, same word, le'ezrasi, even if it's going to be b'derech hateva, I don't care. Just bring the Yeshua. Now that's all I want. Again, the parak is about chole. We could talk another time also about how the recognition that chole is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.